Chapter 1. It was a strange winter in Moose County, 400 miles north of everywhere. First, there was disagreement about the long-range weather forecast. The weatherman at the local radio station predicted a winter of zero temperature, daily snow, minus 60 wind chill, and paralyzing blizzards. In other words, normal. On the other hand, farmers and woodsmen who observed the behavior of the fuzzy caterpillars insisted the winter would be mild. Bad news. No one wanted a mild winter. Merchants had invested in large inventories of snow blowers, antifreeze, snowshoes, and long johns. The farmers themselves needed a heavy snow cover to ensure a good summer crop. Dog sledders and ice fishermen stood to lose a whole season of wholesome outdoor sport. As for the first annual ice festival, it was doomed. All that, plus the unthinkable possibility of a green Christmas. Throughout November, traditionally a month of natural disasters, the weather was disappointingly good, and the natives cursed the fuzzy caterpillars. Then, suddenly, in mid-December, temperatures plummeted and a few inches of no-melt snow started to fall every day. In downtown Pickaxe, the county seat, the Department of Public Works plows threw up the usual 8-foot walls of snow along curbs and around parking lots. Young people did their Christmas shopping on cross-country skis, and sleigh bells could be heard on Main Street. Best of all, the schools closed twice during the month because of blizzard conditions. The weather was only the first strange happening of the winter, however. In late December, an outbreak of petty larceny dampened the holiday spirit in Pickaxe. Trivial items began to disappear from cars and public places, prompting the local newspaper to run an editorial. Play safe, lock up, be alert. You leave a video on the seat of your car while paying for self-serve gas. You never see it again. You forget your gloves in the post office. Minutes later, they're gone. You hang your sun-glare glasses on a supermarket cart while you select oranges. The glasses disappear. Who is to blame? Mischievous kids? Gremlins? Your failing memory? The time has come to stop searching for excuses and start playing safe. In Moose County, we're foolishly lax about security. We must learn to lock our cars, put valuables in the trunk, keep an eye on belongings, stay alert. Some say the incidents are minor and the pilfering is a temporary nuisance, like mosquito week in spring. If that's what you think, listen to our police chief, Andrew Brody, who says, "A community that tolerates minor violations leaves the door open for major crimes." Natives of Moose County were a stubborn, independent breed, descended from early pioneers, and it would take more than an editorial in the Moose County something to change their ways. Yet there was one prominent citizen who applauded the police chief's maxim. Jim Quilleran was not a native, but a transplant from down below, as the locals called the metropolitan cities to the south. Surprising circumstances had brought him to Pickaxe, population 3,000, and he was surprisingly content with small-town life. Quilleran was a tall, well-built, middle-aged man with a luxuriant pepper-and-salt mustache and hair graying at the temples. If asked, he would say that he perceived himself as a journalist, semi-retired, a former crime reporter and author of a book on urban crime, writer of a twice-weekly column for the Something, devoted friend of Polly Duncan, head of the Pickaxe Public Library, protector and slave of two Siamese cats.